Paddy Welsh, chairman of the Yall Track Supporters Club at the local Yall Greyhound Track, is going to speak to us now. And firstly, we'll say hello to you, Paddy.
Barry, how are you this morning?
Very well. Many thanks for taking time out to speak to us on the programme. And unfortunately, there was shocking news for people of the Yall area and Cork County and further afield last Friday when it was announced that the Irish Greyhound Board are taking on board the recommendations from the Indicon report, and that they plan to close the Yall Greyhound Track. This must have came as a major shock to yourself as well, when you consider that the track has been doing extremely well in recent years and that is a profit track at the moment.
Yeah, it was a huge shock to us, Barry. As I said, we've worked very, very hard in Yall over the last 10 years, in particular as the Track Supporters Club and the management there as well, to ensure that we kept the ball rolling there. And I think we spent 2.5 years slogging out this SIS system to make it work, and we made it work. And not alone did we make it work in Yall, but I think we paved the way for every track in Ireland to take up on the SIS system, and it's working very, very successfully for the IGB. And just going back to figures there, Gerard Allard of the IGB was on the Public Accounts Committee, and he said himself that the SIS system is going to bring in revenue of over 2 million into the IGB this year alone. And I think, Yall, we'll finish out our 52 weeks of SIS with two nights a week this year, so we'll have contributed nearly $500,000 to that fund. So the thought of closing Yall in that respect is absolutely mind-blowing. I really can't understand where the thinking has come from, to be honest with you, Barry, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of hard work, as you said, went into making this SIS happen. Two nights a week, as you said, where our racing at the Yall Track has been streamed into betting shops across the world. There was some dramatic changes as well at the time, with an earlier start time. That was definitely a big inconvenience to many people, but we worked around to make that happen.
Absolutely, Barry, and I know lads there that have gone to work in the morning at 5 o'clock. They're coming home at 5:30, they're getting their dogs, the kennels, they're bringing them into Yall, they're weighing them in, and they're going home for their dinner, and then they're coming back to race their dogs. That's the commitment we got from owners and trainers in Yall for, as I said, 2.5 years where we trialled. And bear in mind, Barry, those lads done that for 2.5 years without getting their run money, as they call it. Every other track since that have joined up to the SI system have got their run money from the first night they started to run. But the people in Yall, including ourselves, didn't get that and worked tirelessly at it. And it wasn't an easy system to set up between grading the dogs and trying to get the proper dogs. And lads bought into dogs. They bought dogs rather than sell dogs. Lads built kennels. They bought new vans. They put themselves in financial pressure to make this thing work. Like, and now the plug has just been pulled from underneath them. And it's just shocking, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and of course, we know Gerard Allard did speak on CRY 104 FM with Patrick Mulcahy on Friday, and from what I gather from that, they're hoping maybe that the Yall Track could finish up in March. But all is not lost yet, Paddy. It's almost a week gone, and the fight to save Yall Track is certainly well underway, and we've got a lot of support as well over the last week or so.
Absolutely, Barry. As I said, my phone and email hasn't stopped since Friday morning, whatever time. I was away actually at another meeting on Friday in Cashel, and when I turned on my phone, I don't know how many phone calls and text messages were on it. Like, but absolutely, we're not going down easy. As I said, we've been onto all the politicians, and in fairness, we had two local politicians there, Pat Buckley and Kevin O'Keefe, talking in the Dáil yesterday. So they've started the ball rolling, and in fairness, they made a great job of us for us yesterday, and both men spoke very well, and it was great, lovely to see opposition politicians literally linking each other and talking up together, and it was a lovely sight to see yesterday evening, I must say. Like, and we're not finished at all yet, Barry. We're not taking this lying down. There's no reason whatsoever. Yes, we may have some infrastructural problems and a few little things that can be fixed, but as a Track Supporters Club, as you know, you've been a member of it for many years, we have no problem putting our hands in our pockets and working on maintaining the track and doing the few little jobs that we need to do to get it up to whatever standard it needs to be. Like, but we will not be taking this line down. But again, Barry, you have to look at the impact this is not going to have from the doggy man's point of view, but this is going to be devastating for the town of Yall. You can remember, I suppose you're probably a bit young, but I remember back in the days when Yall Carpets and Kodak moved out of Yall. Yall town as a town never recovered from that. Like, this could have the same impact in the town of Yall from a tourist point of view, from the caravan sites, the hotels, the restaurants, the pubs, all around the town of Yall. Those people are coming to Yall week in, week out, especially during the summer months, where the All Track Supporters Club, we sponsor July and August for free of charge. They're bringing their children in there. They're coming to y'all, especially in those 2 months, to come to y'all on a Friday and a Monday night. That's going to have a devastating effect on the town of y'all.
Yeah, that's for sure. And even just Monday night gone, I was coming home from the track myself, and I must have seen 20 or 25 people between 3 or 4 chippers and y'all getting chips on the way home and stuff like that, getting diesel. Like, this is going to be a blow.
Absolutely, it's a huge blow. And I don't think that the decision was made based on an Indicon report. And I've been reading through the Indicon report, all 147 pages on it. And I could stay talking about it for the day, like, but there is tracks that are actually worse than y'all, and this is the real killing part about it. But there's a few different statistics there. Like, in one of the statistics there's a question there, car parking in y'all, and the answer to the question is zero. Now, I mean, unless I'm after losing my head completely, like, but for any engineer and any architect to say that there's no car parking in y'all track, there must be something really wrong with them, like. There's a zero figure in here. Like, where do they think all the cars and vans have been parking their vans and cars for the last 50 years? We have a parking space in y'all. Yes, it needs to be renovated and it needs to be upgraded, and we know that. But there's parking for a couple of hundred cars at y'all. It's scandalous. Another statistic was there that there was only 6% of repeat owners running their dogs in y'all. That is scandalous. The people that run their dogs in y'all, Barry, and I know we'd be one of them, we rarely move our dogs anywhere else.
And I suppose people are coming to you all to run their dogs for a reason. We have trainers, prominent trainers like yourselves below in the ring area, the likes of Kevin McLean, Derek Keogh, bringing large number of dogs. They're bringing their dogs to a reason for you all because they want to be in you all.
Absolutely, they want to be in you all. We have trainers and owners, Barry, that are passing other Greyhound stadiums, and they won't go there. They're coming down to you all because they've been coming there all their lives, and to just, you all has an atmosphere that no other track in the country has. And I mean, like, to just some of these people have no clue whatsoever, like, of how, what that means to a small community. Like, again, we've a government that are anti-rural. I think Michael Healy-Ray has brought this up so many times. Like, but where this is going to affect Barrier, where it is going to hit home, is when polling day comes, the government of this country are going to suffer, and they are going to suffer from the doggy people of this country. Like.
That's for sure. Look, I know there's going to be a lot more discussion on Friday's sports programme, but Pat, or Paddy, I suppose, the most important thing next is this must-attend meeting for anyone here that, you know, has been to the maybe Greyhound track down through the years and wants to see the gates open, because you're having a big meeting at the track on Thursday night, tonight, of course, at 8 p.m.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. Tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. we're having a meeting at the track, and we're urging everyone that has an interest in not alone in Greyhound racing in y'all, but the business community in y'all, the business people that are depending. We said the hoteliers, the caravan park people, the pubs, the restaurants, the shops, the lads with the chip wagons, as you said. We're hoping all of them will come out and forth and support this, because at the end of the day, the tourists that are coming into y'all, it's into these premises they're going. They're coming to the Greyhound track on a Monday and a Friday and Friday night. But the rest of the week, they're going into these premises. They're drinking, they're eating in the town in y'all. And it's very important that we get all those people behind us as much as we possibly can and really ramp this up, like, because according to the board and the gone, like, this according to them, is a done deal. It's not a done deal, Barry, as far as we're concerned. And I tell you, we will fight tooth and nail. We will not let it go.
Great stuff, Paddy. Thanks for taking time out. As I said, we'll have plenty of reaction from the meeting on Thursday on Friday's programme here, and no doubt we'll be catching up with you over the next couple of days.
No doubt. Thanks, Barry.